Michael Harrison here for Talkers. I'm on the line with Harry Hurley, who just concluded his morning show on WPG in Atlantic City. Harry Hurley, the morning mayor of Atlantic City. It's been a rough night, a rough weekend. What have you been doing on the air?
Michael, as I talk to you now, I've been awake for more than 29 and a half consecutive hours because what's been happening all over the country came to Atlantic City last night. I made a decision late yesterday afternoon that I needed to go into the radio station. I called the president of our company and my program director, and I didn't even need to be asked. I knew where I needed to be. I went in, I signed on, and I did not sign off until it was safe when the police and the state police and all the different partners that came together. I am right now both exhausted and I am bursting with pride having the privilege of being a broadcaster, because we did everything that you talk about all the time that our industry is all about and that no one can do as well as we can do it. Our police department in Atlantic City, the world's playground, was completely overridden by more than 300 criminals who were breaking windows, looting, everything that you see on TV, except our town did not get set on fire because no standout orders were given, and our police officers were able to do what they needed to do lawfully to stop the town from being burnt to the ground. It was an incredible law enforcement operation. We were able to present the governor, the mayor, the council president, retired and current police officers, and I'll tell you some of the most prideful moments of our 7-hour live special event broadcast was that it was so busy in communications that people could not get through, and then they were getting word to me, and I was able to, over the air, give police officers and the community where trouble spots, hot spots were popping up, and that actually I was told in real time, and then after the fact, how that materially helped. I feel very accomplished, and it's very rewarding.
You were actually doing police dispatch work over the airwaves of WPG. The police were listening and then responding to hotspots?
It's not an exaggeration. It's what I did, and it's what I was told happened. And I found out later that some very, very high-ranking people couldn't even get through themselves, and people were doing everything that they could humanly possible. But you know how phone lines get. If you have so many people calling at the same time, they couldn't get through. So then I would have information imparted to me through my private phone, through my social media, email, and people would say, 20 criminals are in front of my establishment. Harry, would you please get the word out that this is happening? And we did it, and the police responded. They were terrific.
That's astonishing. That is a very, very prideful story for News Talk Radio, no question about it. So totally, how many hours did you say you were on the air?
Just under 7 hours. And then, of course, I didn't go back to sleep. I just, you know, I was extremely tired. But at the same time, it's very hard to decompress from what was going on because the stakes were so high. They didn't get the casinos. They didn't get our university. They got a lot of the stores. They stole a lot of property. One police officer had the window smashed and sucker punched in his face. They got that person, locked them up. Hopefully the person will be charged under what I'm calling the Attorney General Bill Barr doctrine, and that is people that are crossing state lines getting charged at the federal level. Michael, these were not local people. Everybody agrees from the mayor on down that these were strangers to our community, and our state police, our local police, county forces, sheriff's officers, this community could not have come together any better. And there were no fires to speak of. There were some Molotov cocktails and some of the things that we've seen across the country. But the Atlantic City Police Department and the state and all the other county forces, they could not have been more professional under more pressure. And I'm just so proud to be able to speak to you about how great our community is, how our community rallied. And there's a cleanup going on right now. Volunteers are cleaning up Atlantic City as we speak.
I want to congratulate you personally, WPG, and Town Square Media for making us all proud. of the broadcast job you did, and now take a well-deserved rest. You did well, Harry. Thank you for reporting in at the end of that long stint. I can imagine, Michael, how exhausted you are.
Michael, thank you for your leadership. We're following your lead, and talk radio delivered last night and into today in Atlantic City.
That conversation with Harry Hurley at WPG took place at 10:30 a.m. on Monday morning. Harry Hurley is the morning host in WPG Atlantic City. For Talkers, I'm Michael Harrison.